Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Summer's coming. Are you ready to unveil that beach bod? Manscaped is here to ensure your body is ready for the wild with their game-changing full-body grooming and hygiene product. Don't be the guy at the beach with Austin Powers chest hair. And maybe you've grown some winter man tits. At least you can make them hairless. It's time to get ready for hot guy summer by going to manscaped.com and getting 20% off and free shipping with my promo code Bubba. Manscaped is dedicated to helping you increase your confidence and level up your full-body grooming game with the Performance Package 4.0. The kit comes with the Essential Lawnmower 4.0 waterproof cordless body trimmer and a ton of other liquid formations to round out your grooming routine. Whether you're trimming your chest or your treasure chest in your pant, doesn't matter. This is the best trimmer on the market. Inside the Performance Package, you're going to find the Manscaped Crop Preserver Ball Deodorant, Crop Reviver Ball Toner, Anti-Chafing Ball Deodorant, and Moisturizer. Because we all know how painful chafing can be when you're wearing your bathing suit all day. Nobody likes nose hairs. So their package comes with the Weed Whacker 2.0 as well. You're also going to get two free gifts, the Shed Travel Bag, about a $39 value, and the patented high-performance reduced chafing Manscaped Boxers. And if you're wearing sandals, you're going to need to get the Manscaped Shears 2.0 Nail Kit. Having the right tools for grooming is essential. Do yourself a favor and always use the right tools for the job. Get 20% off and free shipping with promo code Bubba at Manscaped.com. That's 20% off and free shipping with promo code Bubba at Manscaped.com. Trim your chesticles with the besticles at Manscaped.com, promo code Bubba.
I'm hiccuping.
Welcome to the after show. It's the Bubba the Love Sponge after show. It's a little redundant what I just said. Nonetheless, I'm trying not to say nonetheless, because I say that a lot.
Nonetheless.
Yeah, there's some people in chat that they do a drinking game for when you say it.
Oh.
And I didn't even know that was a problem until recently.
It's when someone points it out.
I mean, I didn't know that nonetheless was like a crutch word that I've been, and did I just now start, like, is it a, have I been doing it for a while thing? Or
I think it's like a filler word, and we all have them.
I've never noticed it, Bubba.
Me either. I've never noticed it either until just recently. Let me see if I looks better if I turn this. I've turned this light off, but I need to turn it back on and see if that makes me look a little bit better. So it gives me a little bit more light on the deal here. I think it lights me up pretty damn good.
Yeah, you look really good.
Real fucking good. Hi, Anna.
Hi.
What is your middle name?
What do you think it is?
Anne.
You're not far off.
Oh, really?
Anna Ann? You think that's my name? It's a very common middle name.
Marie?
It's the next most common.
Lisa?
You're almost there.
Michelle?
It is. It starts with an L and it is four letters.
All right, hold on. Lauren?
Four letters.
Lisa?
Laura?
Anna,
four
Lisa.
Four letters.
Anna,
not
Lisa.
Not Lisa.
Anna Lisa Hummel.
Literally just said, not Lisa.
Anna Lynn?
Lynn.
Anna Lynn.
That's my name, ho.
I like it.
Thank
Hello?
You.
Bubba Show. Hello.
I don't think you picked him up yet.
Booby!
Hello, it's Bubba.
It's Booby.
Hey, Bubba.
Yeah.
I've heard you say nonetheless
God.
For about a decade now.
That's great, buddy.
Have I been saying it that long?
I'm a long-time listener, man. And I've heard you say it for about a decade now.
That's
how long I've been listening.
Yeah?
Yeah. Anything else?
Where are you calling from?
Charleston.
Oh, Charleston's my favorite. I don't know if they like me up there though. I'm not getting a good vibe on the deal.
From the fans or
yeah.
No, for the manager.
I've been putting your bubble on stickers everywhere, man, and I've been getting picked on.
Been getting picked on.
Picked on them. Everybody loves you down here, man.
Oh yeah, everybody. I mean, we've been here for 13, almost 14 years. What the fuck? What's not to like, huh?
You're right.
All right, especially that's the home of Buck, one of my all-time favorites.
Love you guys. Love the show, man.
Love you too. Quarter his.
Yeah, 843 Bubba's out of there. Hall of Famer.
I think Buck might be a Hall of Famer.
Oh.
I mean, if we were looking in, like, as we, here we are, what now? Almost, well, I wouldn't say almost June, but June
it's
is.
It's almost June.
I mean, yeah, so it's, I mean, we're only 20 fucking 8 days from June.
That's true.
And like, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, 39,
well, maybe. Well, there's 31 days in May, but whatever.
No, there's not, is there? Oh, yeah, there is. Yep. Okay, I'm bad at math.
It's okay.
I mean, just off the top of your head, who would be, like, you know, potential Hall of Fame, just off the top of your little peanut head?
Super Fat Bubba Light.
Super Fat.
I have to get last year's calendar because I have them written down. I don't think Hootie.
Why not?
Well, have you got that payment yet?
No. Oh. No.
He never will.
You're right.
Never get that money. You just gave him a car for, $1,000?
And I actually had, like, legitimate people offering me, like, $8,000 for it.
You're so...
Like, $8,000 right now.
Listen, even smart people make dumb mistakes.
Oh, I've made a lot of dumb mistakes on it.
Name your top five.
His dad co-signed
greatest
for
hits of dumb mistakes.
My top five dumbest mistakes?
Yes.
Number one.
Through five is the sex tape.
No, it's not the sex tape.
Oh.
Now, first dumb mistake, number one, was taping Hulk Hogan fucking my wife.
Okay. File that under number one. What's number two through
number
five?
Two.
Yeah.
Was that rating stupid shit stuff that I got
okay,
involved in.
Okay, whatever. That happens.
Number three. Getting Tyler's mom pregnant.
Okay. Oh.
Number four.
Okay.
Number four. I mean, I'm bringing it, bitch.
Yeah, bring it. Hey. Bring it. Bring the heat. Number four.
Number four.
Gold Eggler makes a good point.
Well, what'd he say?
Missing Tara's wedding.
Yeah.
Is that number four?
No, that's not that big a fucking deal. Number four. Not number four.
Number four of Bubba's greatest hits of dumbass mistakes.
Number four, not take. A lot of people don't know this.
All right.
But when I left the Bone 102.5, I had iHeart and Beasley both trying to get me.
Yeah.
And Beasley, you know, I was already syndicated with Beasley for over a decade in Fort Myers. But iHeart has a, you know, far bigger distribution, you know, wing. Hold on, let me take this call. And don't let me forget this story. It's very important. It's my fourth.
Fuck that call. I want to hear about your number four.
Hello.
Okay.
It's Hootie.
We said his name too many times.
Like Beetlejuice.
What Hootie?
Well, I'm in St. Pete, and I got to be back at Gina's office by 2:30, but I got to go measure a job and try to make some money, and people aren't paying me that said that they were going to pay me 3 weeks ago. So as soon as I get paid, I'll bring you two checks, okay?
Why don't you ask your buddies over at Telegram to help you out?
I think I got COVID, by the way.
Of course you did. Hang up on this asshole. Goodbye.
It comes through the lines. It comes through the
God,
phone.
God, I can't. I can't, Bubba. I cannot.
Anna has these little outbursts, and she just can't
I
help
can't
her.
I can't deal with so much bullshit.
You're
so
right.
So much. From one person.
Yeah. He has the bullshit of 10 men.
God.
Does he not?
Exactly. Oh, now you're coughing, laughing.
And
get the fuck out of here.
Of course he's got COVID when he needs to drop off a check, right?
Don't eat some ass. You won't be able to taste it. Bye.
No, it's fine. I'm trying to get my doctor to send Gina my prescriptions so that she can see I'm taking my meds. And I don't know. She wanted to see my prescriptions. I was like, oh.
Of course.
Yeah, she wants to see how certifiable fucking insane you really are.
She's going to make you do the swallow test. Did you take them? Open up wide.
No, she's trying to build a defense on how fucked up he is by seeing the medications that his psychiatrist is fucking prescribing him.
I'm taking my meds, man. Everything's good.
What kind of meds are you on, if you care to share?
A lot.
Clorazepam for the alcohol withdrawal stuff.
Yeah.
And then Librium for reduced craving, and then Disulfiram. It'll make you sick if you drink.
So it's all alcohol related?
Yeah, she thought it would be best in family court to, you know, show that I'm not drinking.
Or at least, you know, being
taking
treated as such. Right.
Yeah, well.
So.
All right, bud.
I don't know. All right, well.
Well, you know, anyway, it'll probably be a couple weeks from now.
Are you in therapy?
No. What?
Are you in therapy for your broken brain?
Venmo, PayPal, Cash App. That's how we ask you to contribute nowadays.
Mitch Lucarelli, 25 on Venmo.
Thank you, Mitch Lucarelli.
She was going to go to marriage counseling, refused, then said she was going to go to
No, forget about marriage counseling.
Refused.
You need personal counseling, homie.
Now my kids need counseling, except, you know, I got their Ariel Silk thing. Well, they got it hung up yesterday finally, so. They're happy. They're doing their aerial.
Thank you for not answering my question whatsoever.
Hootie, do you need, Anna feels, we all feel, that you need personal counseling?
Okay, well, then I'll get on BetterHelp.com. I've already talked to a counselor.
Oh, yeah.
We were supposed to.
Call Larry Bueller.
You need to meet with someone in person.
Well, who are you using now? Are you using BetterHelp or are you using Larry Bueller?
Larry Bueller.
Yeah.
Sub King.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Hey, but you said I would be in Hall of Fame this year.
Okay.
But I'll get you paid off, all right?
You know what? Your Hall of Fame membership is contingent upon you paying your debt.
There you go.
I got five rings. I got five rings. I'm a five ringer.
You're a five ringer that was banned from the last BARP. That's pretty sad.
I wasn't banned from a bar.
You didn't go. You didn't. You weren't able.
You were told not to show up.
Yeah.
Remember? No, because you're blacked out at the casino. Goodbye.
No, he's going to get money.
I didn't get banned from the casino. I was just there yesterday.
You were banned from the BARP party, though.
And you went to the casino.
Only reason I got banned from the BARP party is because my wife didn't want me to go. She thinks y'all are a bad influence on me.
You don't remember pulling up in the cream machine while we were trying to set up? And
that's where you blew it up.
Harassing, you know, threatening Lovey. Physical violence on
yeah,
more than one people.
Yeah,
we got video evidence of it, man.
And then you parked the fucking cream machine in the middle of the road.
And took your bag and went home. And then Erica had to come chase you down.
Merch Crick had to talk you back into getting
not
in.
Not ringing a bell.
It was just ribs.
Oh, yeah, ribs.
Just jokes.
Ribs, yeah. Just ribs.
So was your life. Goodbye.
Hootie, we got to go. I got to talk about my fourth most.
Right, love you guys.
See you later. Yeah. See
I got that footage. We should put it up on YouTube.
We probably should.
Yeah.
Oh, that'd be
make sure you, if you're listening, make sure you are subscribed to our YouTube channel. It costs nothing. Like and subscribe. Get a notification, none of which cost shit. Hello?
Hey, just because Hootie's not drinking doesn't mean he's not taking them pills. It was the Azoxy-Kids, Alton.
What?
Yeah. Oh, I'm sure he's pilled up, yeah.
Azoxy-Kids,
Alton. Fizz.
Oh, couldn't really hear you.
See you later, buddy.
Bye.
Thanks, track meet.
Yeah, track meet. In and out. Wait, number four.
God dang, how?
Bubba.
You could hang up on
him. Fuck them callers. I want to hear about number four.
So number four, my number four. My number four regret in life is, there's probably a lot more, but,
just briefly detail.
After I got fired from Cox, yeah. I had Clear Channel, a deal done with Clear Channel. I had a deal done with them to go back to 98 Rock.
Oh.
And Brad Harden and everybody, they were like, you know, and then all of a sudden Beasley came in and like, hey, we're gonna buy. It was we just bought CBS, and we want Bubba on. We're gonna flip 98.7. We'll call it. We'll name it after Bubba. And the deal was for like, you know, $150,000 or $200,000 more, the Beasley deal, than the iHeart deal.
Right.
And so, and a station named after myself. So that is one of the reasons why iHeart won't even fucking touch me, because I kind of fucked them over.
Yeah.
And my biggest regret is I should not have gone with Beasley, and my ratings problems would have gone away with iHeart, because iHeart owns some of that company. So when that company's mad at me, you don't think iHeart says, stop. This is our guy. Right?
Yeah. All right. I think I'm good with just four mistakes.
You don't want to hear the fifth?
No.
Why not?
I don't know. I feel like maybe it wasn't the best thing to ask you when you feel like you're in a funk. You know?
I'm not in a funk today. I was in a funk yesterday.
No, I know. But like you even said during the show today that you felt kind of off or...
Not today, I didn't.
Dealing with a lot of stuff.
No, that was yesterday, bitch. Did you forget?
No. I know you said yesterday that you... But you just said that you were feeling kind of...
I thought you said you were good to go.
Yeah, you're on. I think you're cross-pollinating shows, to be honest.
No,
I do
remember you saying yesterday, but I also know that you said that you had a lot on your plate because of, Saturday's events.
I did not say that I was in a funk today. Okay. Yesterday, I thought... Today, I think I did a pretty good show.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yesterday, I actually told the merch crick, man, I'm in a funk. You know what I also got that nobody knows and that I'm battling? Not only am I... let me give number five, Anna, just so we close out the deal in case Rhett wants to make
it up. Yeah, we were going to make this one of the best ofs, Anna.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Number five would have been probably...
So many to choose from.
Oh, there's so many to choose from.
any kind of hirings that you might have done in your past?
No.
I think we can all roll that into one.
Number five. I already mentioned Tape and Hogan, right?
Yeah, that was number one.
Number five.
Yeah.
Would have been probably.
Farting into the mic.
Listening to my mom about, I'm not going to say which one, but about a person I was romantically involved with who my mom did not like at all. And I should have listened to my mother. But, you never do, please. Your mom.
Does her name rhyme with Schmother?
No, I'm not going to mention anything. Oh. Schmother. Or Schmicky. Or Schmina.
Or anyone, never mind.
Or Schmally.
Or Schmally. Or Schmizistel. Or Schmizeka. Actually, the only one my mom has ever liked is the one I got now.
I know. I've heard that from both your mother and your sister.
Yeah, like they think that they, like all of them.
Yeah, they adore her.
She's a
down-ass bitch, you know what I mean? Ride or die.
She's a down ass.
She's a ride or
she really is. Like
she would take a bullet for you, Bubba.
Oh yeah, she and she's overly protective of me, and to points where we fight about it. I'm like, you need to back it the fuck down.
Really?
Because she's overly protective over me.
Like, what does she do?
Just not to the point of smothering me. But just, she just, I have to just tell her to back it the fuck down. She just gets so involved.
Like, give me an example.
I can't really.
Is she the type to say, what are you thinking? Or is she kind of the one that asks, are you okay 1,000 times? Because sometimes I'm like that.
No.
Are you okay?
No.
And you're like, I'm fine.
No.
And then she's like, no, I feel like something's wrong with you.
No.
Okay.
No, she's not that kind.
Okay.
No.
That's me.
More of a worrier. Mm. You know, like with like yesterday when I was in a little bit of a funk, she was worried about me,
Yeah.
So, anyway. Those are the top five. That's going to have to be highly edited.
Oh, of course.
Sorry.
It's okay. The phone lines are blowed up. I mean, can we go to
Don't worry. It's not Hootie.
As long as it's not Hootie, it's usually not disruptive. Hello. For you callers out there, realize Anna hates you.
I don't hate them.
You do too.
It's just sometimes what they maybe do they is they get you squirreled on something that maybe isn't good for your mentals or your chickens, and then you end up commiserating about it for an hour.
Well, then why don't you just then say goodbye, fucking Jimmy? Goodbye.
Goodbye.
If you think they're not good for my chickens or my mentals, then you step in.
Sometimes they're great for your chickens or your mentals, but sometimes they're not, Bubba.
But sometimes I go to the phone and I get a guy like Mario.
They're like, hey, what happened with the Hogan deal? And then you're like, oh, my God. And then you're talking about it. You're getting angry. Your cortisol's rising. But it's not good for your blood pressure.
Yeah, but there could be good calls.
Yeah, even though they're super beat.
And by the way, I've also had guys who are trying to kill themselves, and I fucking was the hero of the day.
Yeah.
Anna.
Yeah, well, you know.
Hello.
It's calculated risk.
And then you get motherfuckers who won't even talk to you. And yeah. You can hear them in the background with their, you know.
Calling from 20 leagues under the sea over here. What's going on, buddy?
Yeah.
Love you, bud.
I love you, too.
See, look at that positive.
Yeah, he changes, too.
I can't believe I'm on the air.
Well, you are on the air, but make it good while you can.
Hey, I just wanted to call and say I love what you guys are doing, bub.
Oh.
I love you, too, bub.
Thanks. Now they're all going to be, like, super positive because they're going to try to prove me wrong.
Hello.
Hey, buddy. Mike from New Jersey.
Hi, Mike from New Jersey.
Two quick questions. Are you Peter in laws with Trump, or is he Peter in laws with you?
Oh, man.
Because you said it a long time ago. For all the interesting. You said
man, let me, your beard looks good as fuck.
It sure does. I think I actually have the answer on this one, too.
And I know who I figured out the famous chick is that you had sex with. I know I did.
I don't think you do.
Can he
I
say
know
it?
I did it? So if I say it, you have to say yes.
No, I'm not. If you say it, I'm just going to be like, well, good guess. I mean, even if you nail it, I'm going to be like, yep, here's my answer. Regardless of what you say, I'm just going to say, good guess.
All right, well, answer my question about Trump first, and then I'll tell you my answer.
Yeah, I think I'm Peter Laws with him.
Okay, I got you.
I don't know who. I don't know who.
Who's the chick?
Let's not worry about it, okay?
I thought you said he could answer.
I think it's Stiz or Mediz.
We can't know. We're talking about the chick that you thought in Chicago.
All right, now that was a chick that he's Peter loves with. I'm talking a chick that he's famous with.
Oh, yeah, who's one. That?
I want Lemmy and Anna. Look at his face when I say it.
Okay.
Ready?
Yeah.
Edie Brickell.
Good guess, buddy.
I don't know. We're on a delay. I can't see his face until for another 20 seconds.
No, he knows sold it. He knows sold it.
Nope.
Goodbye.
I mean, I like your enthusiasm.
I don't even know who that is for the record.
I was doing homework on that.
What I am is what I am is what you are to. Nope.
What I am is wrong.
What I am is what I am is what you are. Uh-huh. That was actually I was actually already in San Antonio when she had her hit.
Yeah, 1988, right? Because it was 1986.
Yeah. My the person I hooked up with, I think her hit was either 88 or early 89.
And you guessed the wrong hair color too.
Right.
All right. Let me get back on the banging. I'm calling up the truck of Red Load Oil right now.
All right.
Yeah, there you go. Everybody's all flipped out about the famous girl I fucked.
Well, I mean, you know, big who done it.
And I got to tell you, man, I don't know, like, if she would ever admit it. Because I've not gone on to, you know, I think she just thought I was going to be some local fucking radio dude. And then I went on to be kind of a big thing in radio. And she certainly, I know that she's, I mean, listen, not that everybody knows who I am, but if you're in the music business or the radio business, you certainly have heard of me.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I've Forrest Gumped myself. I mean, if you go back to the Nipplegate, you know, that I was caught up in that.
Yep.
I was, you know, I was caught up in the Stormy Daniels shit, the Tucker Carlson shit, the Hogan sex tape shit. You know, I got people like Joe Rogan that know who I am and like me.
Yep.
So this woman that I fucked, who is famous, she's not famous anymore, I don't think.
It's shock jock stuff.
Yeah, exactly. He's like Bubba the Love Sponge.
I like Bubba.
I got nothing against Bubba. It's a hilarious name.
Bubba's a good guy.
I did get a text from Dion yesterday.
You did?
Yeah, and he said, soon, my man, soon. When I said, let's do something, he said... I said, love to have you on the show soon. I hate asking and or bugging you. And he goes, we can do something soon, my man. I said, thank you, coach.
That's awesome.
So we'll have him on here momentarily. But the girl that I fucked that was famous was famous. I don't think she's famous anymore. She had a huge hit, and she was so fucking hot. But, like, if you were to ask her.
You think she'd deny it?
Yeah, she would absolutely deny it. And listen, I have no reason to lie about it. Like, it's like I'm not sitting here saying I did it. I have really only one. You know, if I was able to lie about it, I'd be like, oh, yeah, that. No, one. I only have one. Only one.
Yeah.
And I'd be acknowledging people that guess, and you know, I just flat out say it. What, it's my word against her word? But because I don't want this to be a shit show, I've had enough shit shows in my life that I don't need this to be a shit show. But I do remember, Lummy.
Yeah.
That I fucking brought it home that night.
Mm. You sure did.
And I can remember it was in downtown Chicago, and we fucked two or three times.
Was she clean shaven?
No.
Oh, she had a little bush.
Just like a little landing strip willy.
Oh.
You think it's the best she ever had?
No, fuck no.
Probably at the time it was, though.
Yeah.
It's the biggest name. Hold on, it's the biggest name that's no longer a name. Like, so it's, you know, like, it's not even, you know, it'd be like if Anna fucked, trying to think of somebody that was relevant back in 89 before, I mean, like, you know, somebody that was relevant one time or not that's no longer, like, you know.
Taco.
Who?
Hey, I'm Jamie.
And I'm Justina.
And we're the hosts of Just So You Know, a podcast where we get to the bottom of suspicious stories and outright lies we're being told by companies that profit off of animals.
You think Elon Musk is shady? Wait until you hear our episode about his sinister brain experiments.
First he ruined Twitter, now he's coming for your actual brain.
No.
We've also got one about that time I stormed the runway at New York Fashion Week to protest Coach's leather handbags.
Yeah, I heard they weren't happy about that.
I couldn't tell you. They're not talking to me at the moment.
And we're just getting started. In the coming weeks, we're going to blow the lid off of everything from shady pet dealers to monkeys held hostage by coconut milk companies to the astonishing secret behind the no animals were harmed message you see at the end of movies.
And so much more. We'll hope you join us for this surprisingly fun journey full of strange characters, secretive companies, and a whole world of stuff they really don't want you to know.
Subscribe to Just So You Know wherever you get your podcasts and look for our new episodes every Thursday. Just So You Know is a PETA production.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Taco.
What, putting on the Ritz?
Yeah.
It'd be like if Anna fucked Falco from Rock Me Amadeus. Yeah. And guy had a one hit. Yeah. Nobody knows who the fuck he is.
Or the guy from Cameo?
Yeah. Hello.
Hey, Bob.
Strawberry, raspberry. You, Anna knows what I like. Yeah, go ahead, buddy.
This is Big City from Minnesota calling.
Hey, buddy.
I just want to say I love what you guys are doing, but I have one question for you. How often do you talk to Ronnie?
Ronnie the limo driver?
Ronnie the limo driver.
Not enough. Why?
I'm just curious if you're getting excited for the big wedding.
Yeah,
and
here's the thing. Hope I didn't miss anything, but all I got was a save the date deal or details are coming soon. And I got to think, and if I was to guess, it was NASCAR weekend. And I got to think that I got to start booking some airfare and hotel, you know, and they haven't really nailed down a date, even privately. I mean, I got a card from him saying you're invited, details to follow. I'm going to have to get a hold of the merch crick and dig that out of my home office because I don't know if there was a date on it or not.
But he did an 80-60, did he?
No. He didn't 80-60. Maybe he did. Maybe he did.
No.
Ronnie's my boy. Ronnie would never do that.
And you got to save the date, so you're good.
Yeah, but you could, you know, save the date.
No, you're in. You're in. If you get to save the date, you're in.
Yeah, but here we are nearly June. It's going to be November. When's the NASCAR race, Lummy? And I'm thinking I'm predicting that it's NASCAR weekend because Ronnie has a bunch of NASCAR friends.
Right.
And that will be just, you know, they'll
it'll be perfect.
They don't race till Sunday, so Saturday night they'll be okay.
Are they all still in Miami?
Who?
Howard Show. Are they all in Miami?
I think they're all in Miami. Yeah. Still? I don't know that Ronnie went.
No.
I think just Howard and JD and I don't even know that Robin went to Miami. So, do you still listen to the Howard Show?
No, I can't. You know, I really can't. You know, it's changed so much over the years.
Yeah, but we've all changed. We really have. I mean, look at this show's as a shell of its former self. I can't. Not necessarily in a bad way. It's just, you know, we can't. I mean, like we can't have girls fucking squirt drag racing and shocking to puss and, you know, I mean the things that you could get girls to do back then because we were the only form to get out your message.
So if
you were coming to Tampa, you had to do business with me in order to promote your shit. Now you don't need me.
October, Bubba, for Vegas.
Yes, hon, it's June and the date's in October and we haven't got any specifics.
Oh. You got plenty of time.
Okay. But not for hotels.
Oh, you guys are still pumping out a bunch of content, though.
Yeah, we are pumping out good content.
You guys are all great.
Thank you.
Yeah, well, we're really pushing kick right now for the visual.
Well, I don't know about any of that crap, so I got to start looking into some of
that. How do you get a Bubba Army Radio?
Yep.
Yeah, and we're getting ready to reskin that and get kind of update that and make that a little more user friendly as well. And I think we did, Lummy. Maybe you or Rad, or I think we did fix the password. You know, credit card. Erica and it worked with. I think that thing's fixed too.
I think everyone got together and got it fixed.
Yeah. So, all right, buddy.
Hey, I got to get back to work. I just want to tell you, I love what you guys are doing, and it's good to talk to you.
Thank you, buddy.
Working on that food in the microwave.
By the way, I'm soaking the microwave glass thing that rotates. It had baked on cheese from, I think, maybe 74 years ago.
Yeah.
So
just PSA, there were a bunch of sodas in the original cartons. Mm-hmm. Like the cardboard, whatever. So I put them all in the fridge and then threw the boxes away. So I don't want anyone to think I took their sodas.
You can take all the soda you want.
I don't want them. But they're diet sodas and they're in the sleeve.
I don't want them.
I don't want them, but I don't like clutter.
Okay, and you may have anything in the refrigerator. Thank you.
Hello.
Hey, if you're feeling really nostalgic, August 24th, Samantha Fox is in concert in Chicago.
Really?
At the Copernicus Center. If you want to run that back.
Is she really?
Yeah.
What was that hit that she had, Lummy?
Don't go all the way.
What?
I don't know. I just made something up.
I want to touch. Wasn't I want to touch your body or something like that?
Might have been what she was saying to you.
Nothing's going to stop me now.
My body.
Is it nothing's going to stop me now?
I don't know. I don't know.
That's what I got. Nothing's going to stop me now.
I don't know if I'd fly away to Chicago.
Naughty girls
need love, too. Yeah, that's it.
I want to have some fun.
Yeah, I guess she had more than one hit.
Yes, it was. Oh, it can't be her then.
Yeah. See, there you go. Can't be Samantha Fox because she had more than one hit.
And she had pink hair, probably.
And I think she's still touring. And the guy said, is Samantha Fox going to be in Chicago?
Unless he was trying to get you on that one.
Oh, yeah, I think he was. He thinks he knows. He doesn't. Please.
Oh.
Naughty girls need love. Ding, ding, ding. Ding, ding.
Oh, we can't play that. Damn it! Sorry, I accidentally sent you the video with it. It's pretty.
I can hold on. We don't have to play it, but I can. I can keep the sound down. Here we go. Hold on. Have you ever heard of Samantha Fox before?
Nope. Don't.
This
know
is
her.
What these are. Everybody. This is what everybody's guessing, and I'm telling you, it's not right.
Oh, Macho Man. His outfit's there.
Is Macho Man in this video?
Yeah, look at that. That outfit, that Macho Man's his outfit's there. Right there.
Oh, the
that's
stringer.
That black. Yeah, that black.
That's Samantha Fox right there. You know I don't like red hair, please.
Yeah, come on.
It's fake.
Is this
Whoa.
Yeah, backup dancer in the 80s.
Oh, yeah. What you don't realize, Bubba, is that I might have been in Chicago as a backup dancer. Yeah. Yeah.
There it is.
Oh, yeah. Team Tink Talk and everything. Oh, yeah. I'm that guy right there.
Yep.
Yeah. I'm that guy right there. Man, Samantha Fox was hot as fuck,
okay,
was she not?
Yeah,
she
was. Mad?
Samantha Fox was hot as absolute fuck.
Yeah, she got a great body.
Fox was hot as absolute fuck.
Yeah, she got a great body.
What kind of music is this?
Naughty girls need love. Dent, 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 dent.
She had a huge fucking orgy between them all?
She got gay.
She had stereotypes in there.
There's
there's Macho Man. Seriously?
Is he mad right now?
No.
Okay. Much?
I
don't know.
I just want to make sure like he's cool.
Much is much cool.
Yeah. He said he wished he had that much rhythm.
Oh yeah. When I go to engineering, all I do is just act like Macho Man the entire time.
No, I heard you through the glass.
Oh yeah. I'm in here wiring shit up. Yeah, dig it in between triceps. Fucking dig it. Oh, yeah, I'm eating a protein shake, wiring up some shit. Dig it, fighting rats.
Oh,
dig it.
No. Oh, my God.
But doesn't he look just like fucking Macho Man?
Kind of does.
He kind of does.
Gotta give him a cowboy hat and some glasses.
Yeah, I'm in a particular, not in a vicarious position. All right, a bit. Hey, Rhett, does he hate the Macho Man thing? Is he okay with it? You're his interpreter. He doesn't like to talk.
No, he doesn't seem.
I don't know that he can talk.
He doesn't seem. Yeah, he doesn't seem. He barely talks to me back here during the day.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's a little stiff.
Boy, Red, I mean, look at you. I didn't even really have you, like, you know, when I was repositioning things around here, I didn't even really figure you into, like, being a contributor on the mic, but you kind of have kind of just organically started contributing, and you're doing pretty good. I mean, you got to be pretty happy with yourself right now with your trajectory here at the BRN. Just, I mean, all those people at Cox are probably really fucking freaking out how some fucking guy that was hanging banners and, you know, spinning the prize wheel at fucking hockey games is now, you know, damn near a goddamn co-host.
Yeah, I don't want to let myself get a little too overzealous because I've done that before, but I'm definitely really happy with
overzealous here or other places.
No, just with like
in general
like I don't want to say I got a big head when I was at Cox, but when I was the
big
promo
head over what?
Well, I was the promo guy. They let do other shit, so it was like at the time for me it was a really big deal because I was just excited to be there. Like, I was Johnny enthusiastic when I worked at Cox. You could probably ask Anna.
Yeah, he was very excited because he'd be on the Johnny
That's what
show
Seth
sometimes.
Told me. And then you came over here and were Johnny Poopy Pants.
Yeah, Poopy Pants.
What was your problem the
yeah,
first
what's your
time
fucking
here?
Problem?
Yeah, my fucking problem. No, the first time I worked here, it was just such a culture.
Love. Bam, 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 bam,
it was a little bit of a culture change, and it was like, I don't think we had as many...
Cox,
what's the word
big
I'm
head,
looking
big
for?
Ass Cox motherfucker.
No, it was just like I didn't really. I would say my first 2 weeks here, the first time I worked here, you and I lacked communication, and I think the day to day, figuring out the day to day, what needs to go on the YouTube channel every single day, what exactly you're looking for. It was kind of like a learning period. You didn't know what the fuck you were doing at all. No, I did know what I was doing as far as like video editing, but I didn't know what you wanted. You know, I didn't see the vision. I didn't really.
Is that because Bubba's not a great communicator?
So are you blaming Bubba right now?
Yeah.
No.
No, it's I probably.
That's kind of what it sounds like.
Well, yeah. Actually, I hate to be honest, but I'm probably blaming Blitz because I would always tell Blitz what to tell him. You know, so I'm not trying to throw anybody under the bus, but the reason why you and I didn't communicate is because I tried to wire it that way.
Well, you know? I think in the beginning, it was also more of his little buddy, Seth, was communicating with him.
Yeah,
that's
buddy.
True. You might have been getting a little. Were you getting an earful from him?
No, not about anything that he was frustrated with at the time. I mean, I ended up on the block list after he left for some reason, but.
Oh, I think we all are.
While he was here, I never really had like I wasn't combative with him or never had an issue with him.
And here's the thing.
I would go to him for like advice every now and again, because again, it was a very new atmosphere for me, and I had known him.
All right, so both of you
as
guys.
Did I.
So both of you guys.
Big mistake.
So both of you guys, as people that were very much employed by Cox. And know the Cox culture and how things work over there and what's accepted and how you can roll through the hallways and shit like that. It is, one, it's unbelievable. It's almost 180 degree from what this place is. And two, this is just, I'm speaking out loud in question form, so I'm kind of asking.
Yeah.
And then two, I think that this place is, and me in particular, are not nearly as shady or as demonized or as much of a monster or impossible as they've made me out to be.
No, not at all. Not at all. And it wasn't even so much the work environment at first. I think it was just learning to fit in, you know, or it was the work environment. But for me personally, it was just kind of learning to fit in and figure out what my role was.
Yeah, I mean, there you go into a big parking lot, you go up an elevator, corporate America, it's corporate radio. Mm-hmm. Here, you roll into a warehouse, see Mama Duck laying on some eggs.
Yeah.
Right?
Well,
I mean, could go out back, literally, if you, at Cox, could you go out back and get high?
If I brought my pen with me, yeah. But
yeah, but
no,
I mean, you know.
No, you could.
You have to
no.
go
but
down
I'm not talking about
three flights
pen.
Of stairs.
I'm talking about like if, you know, if you had a joint and you just wanted to fucking burn it right there.
Out in the parking lot, you could probably get away with it, but.
Probably
it
get
was
away.
Frowned upon.
It hold was on. Definitely, yeah, 100%.
Probably, hold on, your answer is probably get away with it. Here.
It's encouraged.
It is. Like, man, if you want to go out back and get high and that's going to make you in a better mood and perform better. Light it up, cuz.
Yeah. Take mushrooms. Get
pills.
Drunk.
Get drunk. Take mushrooms.
Take
eat
all the pills.
Pills. Get high.
Get fucked up.
Get fucked up. Have fun.
Yeah, exactly.
Get fucked up and have fun.
It's a party every day here, and I love it.
Remember Shannon Burke used to, when he was here, he used to like, he said it blew my mind, because I would say, get high or you're not my friend. He'd be like, what? And we'd be out in the kitchen. I'd be like, get high or you're not my friend. He'd be like, he's like,
get high.
Well, you're dirty, don't be. I'm like, yeah, get fucking high, man. You lighten the fuck up. Go out and get high as fuck. 25. Give me one of them balloons full of that fucking, you know, that we used to have one of those
it's like the THC vapor.
The volcanoes. We had a volcano, and 25 was the weed tender. And we had the volcano over on the bar, and we had these big fucking bags, and you'd put the loose pot in this volcano, and it'd blow up all this big bag full of smoke, and we'd keep them off camera, and then we'd hit them during the hot mic and just get fucked up as billy goats. And Shannon'd be like, I'm telling you right now, Bubba, I've never worked in an atmosphere where my boss told me if I didn't get high, I was fired.
Yeah, well.
So,
that's the beauty of working for someone like you. For not even someone like you, just you. Because there's no one like you. You're one of a kind.
I don't know about that.
Well,
one of a kind, Bubba.
I mean, in all the best and worst ways, you are one of a kind, motherfucker.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yep. That's right.
Yep.
And worst ways, too.
Mostly good ways. Because you're, like I told you, you're the funnest person I've ever met.
And the worst ways, here's the worst, here's me at my worst, when I can no longer be your friend and I have to be a boss. That's what sucks.
Or when you text and you don't remember and sometimes you say things that
that's happened one time to you. One time in nearly two... When's your
June 17th.
Is your 3-year anniversary?
Yeah.
For real?
Yeah.
All right. So
Oh my God, 6 months.
So in 3 years.
We've been together for 3 years.
In 3 years, Anna, I've sent one Naughty Girls Need Love 2 text. I've sent one
It wasn't disrespectful. Stiff. You just said, you know, you don't have to work here if you don't want to. Because I was asking you for advice on how to improve. And you told me, like, basically, you're like, here's the door. Walk through it if you want to. We don't need you. And then I went, And then apparently a year later, you told me you don't even remember sending it. Oh, I wept. I wouldn't even say I cried. I wept like this.
Well, you know, but out of all the things that we've all encountered with me on the uncomfortable side of things, it's always been under the guise of me having to be the boss. And sometimes I have to be the boss and I hate it. I really do. It fucking fucks with me. But at the end of the day, this is still a business.
Right.
And I have to try to protect the business and keep the business going and manage people and be funny. And, you know, live life.
What I can appreciate most about, you know, your managerial style is you'll just tell it how it is. You'll just say what's on your mind. You'll say it to the person.
Right, you suck.
Well, yeah, exactly. But it's like whenever any of my bosses at Cox had a problem with me, I had to find out through other people. Mm. Like when Mike Calta somehow had an issue with me and blocked me on all social media, I had to find out through somebody else. Whenever Mike Olivero had an issue with me and took me off of the board op schedule, I had to find out from somebody else, yeah, not from him. Ridiculous. They never told me. When I was supposedly written up twice and had a final warning that my next write-up would be my last one, I have no idea what other write-ups he was referring to. Like it was... Everything was incredibly vague over there, and, you know, it was more convenient for them to not tell me.
Well, because here's the deal. Because it's such a fucked up little clique over there that everybody is just sucking, you know, Calta's dick, and they're so afraid of him for whatever fucking reason. Whereas here, we have far less people, and everybody is handpicked. No, there's no favors. Well, I do have a favorite. Lummy's my favorite. I mean, let's just be honest.
More than Dan? Oh, shit. Well,
I mean...
Ooh! Who would you rather?
Well, Lummy...
Not fuck, but, you know, in terms of a friend.
Well, Dan's my true friend. Like, if Dan didn't spend another day on the air... No, Lummy's my true friend, too. But as far as coworkers, Dan's a part-timer.
Okay.
He's not a coworker.
And Lummy is my favorite, you know, favorite.
By far the most subordinate. So, yeah, he would be my favorite, too.
So you think he only likes me because I'm a subordinate?
I'm subordinate.
Whatever.
Subordinate. He only likes me because I'm subordinate. Yeah, you're right, Lummy.
Yeah.
Lummy, you are so fucking... You know what you don't realize is you are so fucking over?
No.
No, for real.
Macho Man is.
Like, no, Macho Man ain't over. Macho Man won't even... Hold on. Macho Man won't even go on the air.
Dude.
I mean, you can just see him... Yeah, you can visually see me, but you'll never hear a word out of my mouth. Yeah. I'll wire some shit up silently. Yeah, dig it, fuck yeah!
Can we get him the Macho Man outfit, though? Will he wear it?
He doesn't need it. He wears one every day. It's called his fucking... It's called his body, bitch.
It's called his body, bitch.
It's called a mirror.
He dresses like the NWO Macho Man.
Yeah. After I lost Elizabeth. Oh, yeah, fucked my shit up. Oh, yeah, Terry and Clem had some. He used to call me Clem.
Did he?
Hey, Terry, you hanging out with Clem? Oh, yeah. We should find that call when Hogan called in from the dock and then Macho called in, and we can spell principal one or two ways. I don't know. Do we have that laying around anywhere?
I haven't found it. I only found the one where Hogan... When you guys were talking about Macho Man and you told Macho Man what he said about Hogan, how he's a one way and that he was warning you not to be his friend.
Yeah. Boy, Macho Man, rest in peace, my friend. You are dead on.
When
kid.
Did he die?
Oh, I don't know, about 10 years ago, maybe.
Were you sad?
No. I don't give a fuck about Macho Man.
Oh, oops. Damn, that's cold hearted.
I don't give a fuck about Macho Man.
No?
No. I fucked his ex.
Yeah, which
one? After he died?
No, before he died.
You know?
At Billy Buller's wedding.
Oh.
His ex-wife?
Of Gorgeous George.
Can we get that for Macho?
Ex-girlfriend.
His ex. Oh, my God. We got that for Mach. Fuck. Oh, yeah, you know, this job's going good till they made me start wearing this shit. Oh, yeah. All I am is a wire-upper, wiring shit up and stuff. Now I gotta wear a fucking bozo outfit. Yeah, I walk around this way. What do I need a crazy outfit for? Yeah, fuck yeah. Triceps in a minute. Arr!
He said it might be too tight on him. You can't see the muscles through
it.
That's
too much clothes for him.
Yeah, that's what his concern was.
No, so I did I talk about that on the air? Let me.
You have before, yeah.
No. But like after it happened, I thought because it was right when I moved in. It was in like I got to see when Billy Bullers and Natalie got married. But I met her. I met her at Billy Bullers' wedding, and her name is Stephanie. And she had just broke up with Mach because Macho Man wanted to have a threesome with her and her sister. Huh? And her sister was like 17. And so she broke up. So she was mad as fuck. So I took her back to my brand new house, Lummy. And I don't know how on earth I ever pulled this off. But I blasted the shit out of her. And then she went in when we were laying in bed. She went on to tell me things about Macho Man. And like she goes, did you know that when we were at the Island Way Grill for the grand opening and you and Hogan walk in, that Randy had me carry a big knife in my purse in case you two were going to jump him? He was going to stab you.
Yeah, you told us about that I think a couple months ago.
And like she, like, you know, just
Macho wanted you did.
Macho wanted to stab me.
And
she was so fucking sexy. Oh, my God. I don't know how I pulled
that
off.
Yeah, I'm looking at the pictures here.
Yeah, go for the jugular.
I don't know how I pulled that off.
Really?
Oh, I think this her swagger here?
Yeah, this is. I mean, you gotta get her at. Get me at her. Yeah, this was her. Let me see. She looked about like this when I fucked her.
Oh.
Hold on.
That's not who I'm pulling up.
Right there.
Then who's this?
You're thinking of the old Miss Elizabeth.
Yeah, that's what Stephanie looked like when I blasted her. Right
oh,
there.
Really? Oh, then who's this chick? Is this just a wrestler chick? I don't know.
This is probably the original Miss Elizabeth. Hold on here.
Who's that?
That's the original Miss Elizabeth. They were married.
Wait.
And then Lex Luger killed her.
Wait.
What? This is right here.
What about the one that I sent you? The
no, that's Miss Elizabeth. The one you sent me was his first wife.
Oh, okay.
And then this is
the one that you cranked
down.
This
is the one that I cranked down, Miss Elizabeth, right here.
Did you two-finger it?
Oh, I did everything I could to her.
Oh, did she blast like a jet ski?
And I'm sorry, were they married or no, you said?
No, they were not married.
Oh, okay.
Would you say it was better or worse than Samantha Fox?
thinking.
I'm thinking no, did I'm in did a she jet situation ski? That I don't want to necessarily answer. That's about what she was when I blasted her. Not her.
Oh, wow.
Wow, she looks good.
No, I think I missed her.
Is that Pam Anderson?
Oh, yeah, Pamela Anderson. About like that, probably.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Strong.
All right.
Peter Laws with Macho.
I'm Peter in Laws with Macho. Absolutely. Peter in Laws with Hogan. We know that. Fuck. Peter in Laws with Macho. Peter in Laws with Trump. Fuck, I should write a book on who I'm Peter in Laws with.
Yeah.
Fuck.